Prune. Why do I say it like I just had Novocaine? Prune.
Noise.
What are you doing? Prune. I'm practicing my selfie.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
What's up? This is an acquired taste podcast. I am Bethany, your introverted, socially awkward book nerd who may also be a Victorian murderous BFF.
And I'm Kathleen, your vixen in the kitchen, Parisian wannabe, unsuspectingly outdoorsy sex mistress BFF.
And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, I'm excited because we are talking about beauty rituals to get you ready for prom. Because Kathleen and I are both so excited to go to prom.
Listen, I go to 17.com every day to get the hard-hitting news.
I know, and I'm really excited because I have been wanting Ted to ask me to prom.
Oh my God.
And I did.
Did he give you a promposal?
Yes. Oh my God. So we're talking about that, and then also we're going to talk about old beauty rituals from back in the day, and some of them are downright barbaric and insane. What's the other thing we're talking about? I forgot already.
I've got some stuff about some insects.
Oh, good. I have this insect story.
It's really creepy. It's going to keep you up at night. It's nightmare inducing. We have some homework from last week.
Yes.
Having to do with Heart Talk by Cleo Wade. We assigned ourselves to come back on this podcast with hard-hitting life questions that we need to ask ourselves.
Yes, because last week we talked about how you might be not asking yourself the hard questions that maybe are holding you back from completing what you need to complete in your life.
But first, I'm just daydreaming about birthday cake Cool Whip.
So this is a thing. Is this their new flavor?
It's a new flavor, and I'm dying to get my hands on it. Like, what supermarket has it? I've been to every supermarket in my neighborhood.
And they don't have it.
No, nobody has it. And I love birthday cake flavored anything.
And I think that Cool Whip is like doing the thing that Oreos have been doing for a while and Peeps have been doing for a while, which is let's take the classic and inject new flavors to it.
Have you ever put Cool Whip in the freezer and then eaten it like ice cream?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I used to do that all the time. It's really good, too, if you put a little brown sugar on top as a form of frosting. So good. I might do that this weekend.
If you're ever having a party, this is the best fruit dip because it's not like fruit's already naturally sweet.
Right. No, I love a sugar fruit dip.
Tip it in more sugar. 50% Cool Whip, 50% fluff.
Ooh.
A cold piece of watermelon, and that is the most heavenly thing you've ever tasted in your whole life.
So Cool Whip is basically just sugar.
And chemicals.
And then fluff is marshmallow and chemicals.
Yeah.
So that's a fun.
Oh, you can't eat fluff. I'm sorry, vegetarian.
Oh. I was never really raised on fluff anyway. We didn't really have that growing up. We didn't eat it.
Fluff
we were a Cool Whip family.
Fluff and peanut butter?
Nope.
Fluff or nutter?
Mm-mm.
Damn, nope. Girl, you miss it out.
I know. I do have a question for you, Kathleen.
Okay.
Have you ever had this thing happen where you, let's say you follow someone on Instagram, like a celebrity or a comic or whatever, and you know they live near you and then you run into them in real life, like you see them on the street? Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
I figured out where they live.
Okay.
So I can walk by their house.
And who was it?
Bump into them more often. I cannot say on this podcast they're going to get a restraining order against me.
So I follow this comic on Instagram. Uh-huh. I saw him at an event. I thought he was very funny. He lives here in New York. So I started following him on Instagram. He follows me also on Instagram. He team followed back. And every once in a while, I'll like his stuff or I'll comment on his picture. And he always comments back. So like we know each other exists.
Yeah.
He's very funny. I like him a lot. I want to be his friend. I was walking to my nutritionist appointment this morning and I saw him like on the street corner. He was with someone else, but he was walking his dog. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's him. And I looked at him and we made eye contact, but he didn't recognize me because...
Were you incognito?
I think I just wasn't properly face-tuned in real life to the point where he would recognize me. I tend to look a little more awake in my Instagram photos.
Uh-huh.
And I think I also look far angrier in real life than I realize.
Well, you're a New Yorker.
Yeah, I just look pissed. And he was talking to somebody else. But I did stop and I was going to interject myself into the conversation, except he did not look like he recognized me the way I recognized him. So I ended up not. Like, I decided I'm going to be respectful. But... if it had just been him, is it creepy to go up to someone you follow on Instagram and say, hey, I follow you on Instagram? Is that weird? Or is it even worse to then say, like, to DM them and say, hey, I just passed you on the street?
So I think it's better to say it to them in person. Hey, I follow you on Instagram. Like, my name is so-and-so. I love everything you do.
Okay.
And they can be like, oh my God, thanks. I'm trying to think of the blogger that lives in my neighborhood who I adore. I follow her every move.
Lauren Conrad.
Yeah. What I would do if I saw her in person. I probably would give her a firm handshake.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, I know that you're very famous, but I am going to be your best friend.
See, that's horrifying.
No, it's not horrifying.
That's really scary.
So she goes to my friend's dog park. So I have my friend looking out for her every move too.
Okay, this person also goes to the dog park.
I'm so creepy. I'm just the creeper McCreepster.
But you know you're not going to murder them.
No.
That's the thing about strangers is we don't know that they're not going to murder us.
No,
right?
I want to go through her closet maybe.
Right. And, you know, wear everything about her.
I was actually in a bathroom in a city that I don't live in a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was washing my hands and the ladies room, and this girl comes out and she's washing her hands next to me, and she looks over and she goes, what's your name?
And you're like, why?
I said, Kathleen. She goes, I knew it was you. I follow you. You follow me. I'm so-and-so. And she introduced herself to me by her Instagram name.
Helpful.
And I was like, oh my God, hi. It's so nice to meet you in person. She's an illustrator. She's an artist. I followed her work for a long time.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm a big fan. So, No, I don't think it's creepy when you see somebody in person to introduce yourself and say, hey,
okay.
I follow you.
Okay. Okay. So this dude lives sort of near where I live. Like, we're in adjacent neighborhoods. So I think next time I see him, because I'm sure it will happen, I will introduce myself to him. I just get all tongue-tied and nervous because he's very low-key and I'm me, and I will awkward all over him.
Speaking of not playing it cool when you meet somebody famous,
yeah.
Where I work, Lizzo, you know the
yes!
Oh my God, I love her so much. Oh. The music artist Lizzo.
She's a queen.
You might know her from songs like Juice mm-hmm. or Good as Hell.
Mm-hmm.
She came into my place of work. The radio station where I work this week. And I did not play it cool. I was the opposite of whatever is cool because I leapt up from my chair in the motion of a jump squat, morphed into the motion of a modern dance star, and screamed at the top of my lungs, I love you.
Was she cool?
She was like, oh, okay.
Did she bring her flute?
She didn't bring her flute. Her flute's name is Sasha.
Oh.
Yeah, that the opposite of not playing it cool. And I think I scared her.
You know what, though? You got to be yourself. You stand for Lizzo a long time ago.
I've been number one Lizzo stan since 2016.
I think that when someone freaks out that way, it's sort of charming because it shows that you just can't.
If you're listening to this and you don't know who Lizzo is, run, don't walk to your nearest iTunes account or Pandora or whatever you listen to. Type in Lizzo, and she's got a new single out with Missy Elliott called Tempo.
It's so good.
Ooh, I just want to shake my booty. I want to clap my butt cheeks. How do you do that? I want to do that.
I don't think either of us have enough to make it clap.
Oh, I have enough, honey. I've been leaning into that peanut butter.
You've been training.
I've been training. I did the other day, but I didn't get to follow through. I Googled butt clapping videos on YouTube because I really, really want to do that.
The Cardi B did the whole video where they had the twerking contest. You just have to watch that.
I know.
They're twerking on a yacht. They're twerking on a beach.
I need to do some more squats and some lunges and stuff to get those muscles up to tip top shape.
Well, keep us posted on your butt clapping.
Thank you.
Make it clap. Make it clap.
Clap, clap. I showed up to work wearing sweatpants the other day. I probably shouldn't have done that.
I mean, were you feeling comfortable?
I was.
Were you looking stylish?
No, I was looking like a slob.
Do you know what you should have worn?
Beta Brand.
Beta Brand, Kathleen. You know better. Beta Brand wants you to look and feel good.
Their dress pant yoga pant features ultra comfy styles designed to impress. They're wrinkle resistant. They have a four-way stretch ponte knit fabric. And they have dress details like faux zippers, pockets, front buttons, belt loops. You would never, ever be able to tell that they're yoga pants.
Yep. I have a pair that I've had this pair for, maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
And they look like tuxedo pants, but they are stretchy yoga pants. You can wear them at work. You look professional. You look put together, but you don't have, like, you know, when your dress pants, you've been sitting all day. And so then you get that waistband, like digging into your front and the button, and it hurts. And then this isn't going to happen to
and
you.
God forbid you eat lunch at your desk. God,
heaven forbid you eat.
When that button is digging in, you're like, oh, I'm miserable.
And then you have to give a presentation and you stand up and they're all wrinkled, especially linen. Linen is the pant that smiles when you stand up.
That is why Beta Brand is here for us and you and the world.
They fit great. They feel great. They're comfortable.
And they come in boot cut, straight leg, skinny, cropped, and a lot more styles than that.
And they come in colors like black, navy, gray, khaki, and they have seasonal and limited edition colors released monthly, so they're going to match stuff that you already have in your wardrobe.
And they have four different lengths. So they have a length for Bethany.
The tall, long one.
And they have a length for me.
Which petite. Fits in your pocket.
Ankle length, I prefer.
I like the fits in your pocket length.
Hey, shorty.
So we want you to get yours. Visit betabrand.com/taste, and all of that has to be in lowercase letters. That's going to get you 20% off of yours. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work, and you can do a high kick when you're wearing them.
Yeah, or twerking if that's twerk. Cool in your office place.
You can make a clap. Again, that's betabrand.com, all lowercase letters, BETABRAND.com/taste to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants.
You're going
to
get compliments on these pants. We do all the time. All right, Bethany. Last week, we were talking about Heart Talk by Cleo Wade, Poetic Wisdom for a Better Life.
Yes.
It's a book that I read over and over and over again. She's got a whole chapter on self-care. And part of her self-care process is opening up your heart to live a more radical life.
Right.
And part of that radical life is asking yourself the hard questions, loving yourself enough to really get to know yourself.
And these hard questions, I think that we all at least know one hard question that we should be asking ourselves, but we don't want to. Like, she gave some examples, didn't she?
She makes an example of knowing your needs. Like, do you really know what your true needs are? And are you getting that in life? Are you providing those needs for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
She also talks about finding gratitude. Like, are you really gracious and thankful for the things that you have in your life?
Or just do you want?
She says, gratitude is a spiritual and economical form of stress relief.
Yeah, that's true. It works really well. If you cannot be stressed if you're listing all the things you're grateful for. I feel like the hard questions are the questions that you can't stop thinking about when you're really drunk.
Yeah.
And you're like lying in bed and you're like, oh God, what am I doing with my life? Or the next morning after being really drunk.
Yeah.
Oh God, what am I doing with my life?
So I typed into the Google's hard questions to ask yourself because that's how I did my homework in
high school. Okay, but you have to ask your own questions. You can't just have Google ask you your questions for you.
This comes from markandangel.com.
No, but there, no, you can't have Mark and Angel.
Okay, this is the first hard question I have.
You can't do that. That's not fair.
Is the story echoing in your head absolutely true right now? Like, are you telling yourself a different story about how your life is going than how it actually is going?
Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So can you, what's the story you're telling yourself about your life, Kathleen?
I think a lot of the times I say to myself, your life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You're unhappy. You can't do this. You're incapable. You don't have enough time. And my life 100% does not suck.
No, it does not.
Like, I tell myself in my head all the time, you aren't good enough. Your circumstances are awful. And when I actually stop down and think, like, holy mackerel, I'm not just saying this. Like, I live a really good life.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get caught up in the narrative in your head.
Totally. And you get bogged down with all of the things that you're stressed out about.
Yeah.
And if you're driven, you're punching up, you're looking to compare yourself to people who are more successful than you, which is great because it keeps you going, but it also really bums you out.
Yeah, and the good thing about the narrative in your head is that you can change your narrative so easily. So easily. I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and a lot of women have to ask themselves this question, what's more important to you?
Like family or
your career or having a family.
Yeah.
Because us ladies, we often have to make that choice.
Which sucks. I know more and more families that are doing it the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like my sister works, my brother-in-law works from home.
Yeah.
So he's the house dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lucky that he can do that. But like normally it would be the mom who stays home.
Yeah.
Traditionally, quote unquote.
And it's really a lovely thing to say, hey, you can have it both. But for a lot of people that doesn't work. It works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like kind of a hard question that I often ask myself.
Because you do want kids.
Yeah, so badly.
Do you think that you, could you have a kid this year?
No. No, because I'd have to cut back on work. And that's an awful thing to say to yourself.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm prioritizing work over having a kid.
Yeah. And like some families can afford to have night nurses or have, you know, an au pair or a nanny or whatever come in. But that's not realistic for everybody. Or, you know.
Bethany, do you think the narrative that you are telling yourself in your head is actually the narrative of your life?
No.
Okay.
No. I tell myself that everything I try to do is going to be a long shot.
Okay.
Versus like trusting that I actually have the skills and talent already to do the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, welp, they're letting me come to the party, even though I definitely shouldn't be here. And that was one of the questions I wrote down for myself, which is, are you the reason you're not as far in your career as you know you could be? Because I think that I'm afraid of what success might look like.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Because what happens if you're successful? Then you don't get to worry about the future as much. And that worrying feels safe.
Yeah.
Worrying feels like, I know I can do that.
Yeah.
And like, if you're successful, then you actually have to be, you have to do the thing that you've been wanting to do. What happens if you can't actually do it? Or what happens if you're actually happy?
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, if they feel unsettled in their life, they say, if I could just be successful in this way, I will have so much fulfillment.
It puts the blame on someone other than yourself.
And then if they actually do reach that level of success and they still do not feel fulfilled, that is terrifying.
That's so scary.
It's like, oh, if I could just get this raise, or if I could just get the new managerial position, or if I could just get the employee of the month or whatever, my life will change.
Yeah.
And the truth is that your life doesn't change. Your life still goes on.
Yeah.
And I've always said, maybe not on this podcast, but at least to my friends and my family, at some point, you have to realize that you're responsible for your own happiness.
It's true.
Like, your situation can freaking suck, but you have to find happiness in just little things to get you through the day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really easy to lean back on the, well, my life isn't the way I want it to be, so I get to be unhappy for that reason. But yeah, at some point it's like, oh, you got to just keep, you have to take ownership of your own crap. That sucks, because it sucks to be responsible for that level of emotional pressure to be happy.
Second question.
Yeah.
What's something that you could appreciate right now if you really wanted to? So something that you think that sucks, but actually you should probably appreciate the situation.
Oh, gotcha. I think not having, how do I want to say this? Like, I left a, like I left my job.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing this. And I'm working behind the scenes really, really hard on this project.
Yeah.
And nothing's being handed to me. And it's frustrating because everyone wants to just be like, trust me, I can do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, believe me, I can do this. But I think having to struggle and really work so, so hard on it is going to make me appreciate it so much more when it actually happens.
I understand that.
But it does, it's like exhausting.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
A lot of people go through that, where when you're actually going through the struggle and going through the grind of wanting to achieve something that you want to achieve, you're like, God damn. And then at the end, you're like, I learned so much through all of this hard work that I had to put into it.
Yeah. What about you? What's the thing that you could appreciate if you really like tried to?
A few years ago, my husband was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And it was devastating. And I was like, this sucks. He's going to die so much earlier than I am. I'm going to have to live this life as an old woman without him. And now I look at it as, I appreciate my time with him more than I would have if he hadn't been diagnosed with anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally. Because you...
Because time is more precious.
Yeah.
It's made us travel more, because with MS, you don't know down the line if someone's going to be able to walk. I mean, it affects everybody differently. It's, it's one of these diseases that everybody's symptoms are different, but it's, I feel like it's making us live our lives to their full extent now, as opposed to their full extent later.
And so many things are put into later.
Yes.
Like, we all do that. And yeah, and I also think it really puts the spotlight on focusing today on how much you love him and how much he can do and what he does bring to your life and how much, you know, like you chose him for a reason as your partner.
Exactly.
And
it makes me sad when I hear people say, oh, well, we're going to have kids first and then we're going to travel later. Because sometimes that traveling later or whatever you're going to do later, it never happens.
Yeah. Totally.
So find a way to mix it into a balance now where you get to do a little bit of everything that you want to do, right?
Totally. And I think there is something to be said, too, for traveling before you have kids because you get to, I don't know, run around more. I don't know what you do when you have kids. Not run around?
I'm not really sure.
I don't know what you do.
Like you bounce them on your lap and then you put them in that like seat with the sparkly dangly things to keep their attention.
Or is that a dog?
And there's like baby Einstein.
You play a CD for them.
And your friends come over and say, hey, can I take the baby? Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah.
And you're
definitely.
Like, yeah, wash your hands though first. I know you're supposed to wash your hands before a baby.
Did you get your whooping cough shot? Because that's important.
No one wants a whooping cough.
And then you ask them to change the kid's litter box.
Right. Is that a kid or a cat? It's that Venn diagram. I can never keep them straight. I sort of already addressed this one, but one of the ones I wrote down is like, are you afraid of what will happen if you're successful? I'm afraid of what will happen if I'm successful. Are you, Kathleen?
No.
No?
I can handle it. I'm not afraid.
I'm
awesome.
I'm terrified. I think I'm really scared.
It's going to be awesome when we get our own acquired taste talk show. I cannot wait.
Oh my gosh. And this is the plan.
I've been pitching us to Lifetime. No one's answering
Lifetime?
My emails.
Lifetime? Come on. I've already been on their network once. I need to be good. We have a thing. Yeah. We have a rapport.
Yeah.
I have decided that, Kathleen, you, me, Dennis, and Neil, and then you, gentle listener, you are in on this as well. Uh-huh. You're in this family. I think we all need to be super successful, get adjoining brownstone apartments, homes.
I'm so excited.
Right?
So you guys can have, we get the other?
Well, so Dennis and I can never live together. We've already decided. So we're going to get next door brownstones.
Is Dennis going to live on my half?
No, four brownstones.
Four brownstones
or
in
three.
A row. And then we all get our own house.
Yeah, or if you and Neil want to live together, you totally can. It's your funeral. But like one, but Dennis and I can't live together because we hate each other's aesthetic.
Oh, I see. So you're one of those modern couples with two living
dwellings.
We
have to be. He's a minimalist. I'm a maximalist. And we can't.
Carrie Bradshaw and Big had the same problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
They always kept Carrie's apartment.
Got to. But so my brownstone, his brownstone, your brownstone, Neil's brownstone.
No, Neil and I are going to share a brownstone.
Okay. So my brownstone, his brownstone, your brownstone, and Neil is in there too. And then you, gentle listener, you're right next door.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be amazing. That's what success is going to look like. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am less afraid of success if I know it's going to be all of us hanging out together.
That's cool with me.
In it's our like, brownstones.
It's like friends, but rich.
Right. And I think, what is a brownstone? Like, how much is your average?
Like
20
probably,
million?
Like 12 million.
12 million.
12 to 20.
Great. So we all just chip in our 20 mil.
Yeah.
You listening? Just write a check.
Listen.
We'll
hopefully we'll buy in that section of Manhattan right next to Sarah Jessica Parker. Bethany, last hard question.
Ask me.
How can you give yourself some useful perspective right now? Is this real? Is this like SAT caliber hard?
I don't know what that means. Do they give an example?
Give yourself a little bit of perspective to change your narrative.
My perspective is, I feel like I know I could be doing like these high level projects and like these high level like roles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think that I'm doing so much more than I was a year ago, for example.
Yeah.
Like I was taught when I was at my nutritionist today, like I used to be trying to figure out how to tell the difference between hunger and anxiety. Because when I'm anxious, it manifests as either hunger or panic attack symptoms, right? So we were trying to figure that out and like, when should I be eating and when should I be like listening to my body and that figuring out if I wasn't hungry. Today, we were trying to figure out how do I eat when I'm hungry and listen to my body when I'm on a 6-hour flight to Los Angeles and back, right? And figuring out what travel looks like for me and how I eat and all of this kind of stuff. And I stopped down and I said, this is a very different thing we're talking about than we were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very blessed for that. I feel very proud of myself.
I love that. You've come a long way.
Yeah, in a year.
You've learned a lot about yourself and ways to cope with healthy eating and just positivity in general, right?
Yeah,
and looking at food from a different perspective.
Totally. And like I still have anxiety, but it's coming from something I'm really passionate about, which is like these projects that I'm working on and this podcast and like this kind of stuff that I know ultimately feeds my soul. That's where my stress comes from. And it's because I love it so much.
Yeah.
And so this is just a very different thing. So I think that perspective of like a year ago, I was in a much different place than this. What about you, Kathleen?
I think the perspective I would give to myself is that it's okay to have a finite amount of time in a day.
Yeah.
Because I suffer from sleep anxiety.
Yeah.
And my sleep anxiety is me saying to myself, do not go to sleep yet. You have not accomplished everything that you need to accomplish today.
Which is insane.
And the truth is that if that were actually like a thing I could do, not sleep until I've accomplished everything, I would be up for 10 years.
Yeah, you do more in a day than anybody else I know. And the thing that drives me crazy is when people are like, well, Beyonce, you have the same amount of hours in your day as Beyonce. Yeah, well, bitch, Beyonce has like 17 assistants.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair.
There's somebody that I struggle with watching their content online. I think he's got some good ideas, but there are other, do you know Gary Vee?
Yes.
So his motto is like work, 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 work until you die. And I just absolutely cannot get down with that.
Yeah.
Because we live in a work, work, work culture. I mean, America's infamous for people not taking vacation and people not having enough relaxing time. And that's where my anxiety comes from. So my perspective to myself is, it's okay to only get a few things done in the day that are on your list. Like, it's okay.
Yes, you have to. You're going to burn out.
Yeah.
And I know so many people, so many of our people who listen to this deal with that. There's the work stuff, there's the family stuff, there's the personal stuff. And now you're supposed to also appear online like you are flawless and can do everything without any stress.
Yeah.
That's so much pressure.
It's okay if there are dirty dishes in your sink.
Yes.
Like, it's okay if there's a pile of laundry in every single room in your house. Like, it is okay as long as everybody's safe and healthy. Like, nothing else matters.
If you forgot to clean your kid's litter box, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to die. You're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of pressure. So
yeah, eventually they get old enough to clean it themselves.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the day that everyone shoots for. Can we put these questions up somewhere? Can we like post them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start collecting hard questions and making a list.
Yeah. Cause I think this is good.
Check our Facebook page. I'm going to put them there.
What is Facebook?
Oh, stop it.
So yeah, I went to my nutritionist this morning because
Did you ask her about my peanut butter intake like I told you to?
I did. And she said, if you enjoy peanut butter, you get to eat it as long as you're like enjoying it.
Got it.
You don't feel super guilty because then what's the point if you feel guilty?
True.
Eat it, enjoy it.
Thanks.
But that's one thing that I learned from her is that it's really hard to stick to a plan if you don't know how to handle the thoughts and the obstacles that are holding you back from making progress. It's not just about the food you put into your body and the exercise. It's about your brain and the way that your brain has a relationship to food and has a relationship to the thoughts that float around in your head.
And it's all of those things plus a support system. And
yes,
that's why we love Noom.
They can help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I mean, try something new. If you've been struggling with getting healthier, Noom may be the answer for you. Different results call for a different approach, and you can build new, better habits through Noom.
It's on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. So what is Noom? It's an app.
And a website.
You have personalized training and your own support team for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or a personal trainer. Your goal specialist is a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one. And then there's that community Kathleen was talking about. They're there for you.
I love to go into the group discussions with my other new members.
Yes.
And, you know, they keep me encouraged. I feel like I have somebody saying to me, you can do it. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all humans and we're in this together.
Totally. And I see a nutritionist for medical reasons. I got to tell you, Noom is a lot less expensive.
Yeah. Noom has helped me set personal goals that I want to achieve, and it makes these goals feel attainable. And the interactions with my goal specialist and the other Noom members on the app, I feel like I'm part of a family.
Your goal specialist is named Ryan, and I like it when he checks in on you.
He's definitely hot.
I'm like, he cares about Kathleen, and that's good because so do I. Noom is designed for results. It's out with the old habits, in with the new. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/taste. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/taste. Taste to start your trial today. That's N as in Nancy, O-O, M as in my goodness, I feel good, .com/taste. One more time, that's Noom.com/taste. You're going to love it. So, Kathleen, it's prom season.
It is.
And I know that as 14, 15-year-olds, you and I are very excited about prom.
I know. Chad asked me to go with him.
Oh, he's amazing.
He took me to the beach and put out all these rose petals.
Yeah.
And it said prom question mark.
And you were like, do you not know what prom is? Because he's not very smart.
I said, hashtag, yeah.
Because Chad, bless his heart, not the smartest guy in the class.
I said, we're going to get lit at prom. 17.com. 50 life-changing prom and beauty tips you haven't heard before. We're going to
50?
50. We're not going to go through all these. I'm going to share the link. I'm going to share the link on our Twitter.
And then so you're going to share one, and then I am going to read an old-timey beauty habit from the past, and we're just going to compare.
Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
One-on-one. I've never heard this. This is actually a good one. Swipe foundation on your ears.
Ooh.
Otherwise, when you're 1,000 degrees from dancing all night, your ears may get red from the heat, and then you'll look like you're two-toned in your Insta photos.
Oh, bad news. I have one. Dimple machine. Dimples are now made to order.
Stop.
These aids to beauty can be produced as the result of a new invention by Isabella Gilbert of Rochester, New York. The device consists of a face-fitting spring carrying two tiny knobs that press into your cheeks. You wear it at night, and when you wake up, you have two fake dimples from the impressions from the machine.
It's a metal piece that presses into your skin.
Yeah, from 1936.
You know, you and I are looking at that like, wow, what an incredibly uncomfortable invention.
Uh-huh.
But in the year 2019, everybody's like jade rolling and using those like microdermabrasion rollers.
I love.
No, they prick holes in your skin.
I know, but the collagen.
No.
Kathleen, the collagen.
Oh, and there's another thing. Everybody's swallowing these collagen pills.
Yeah, do I need those? That doesn't seem like it works.
I don't know.
Because the collagen goes into your liver and not into your face.
I don't know. You want to smell irresistible all night. You know how when you're spraying on your perfume, you do like all the heat points, your neck, your wrists.
Tap, don't rub.
Yes, don't rub your wrists together because all of those floral notes that are kind of on the top, they will dissipate faster when you rub your wrists together or when you rub it into your neck.
Yes.
So just let the mist sit there on your skin.
Tap, tap,
and
tap.
Your perfume's going to last a lot longer.
I also heard that when you rub, the heat causes a chemical change in the perfume, and so it changes the way it smells.
Oh, I can believe that.
I don't know if it's true or not. Pluck your hairline, ladies. Young women love the look of a wide forehead. From the 11th century, you definitely want to remove your forehead hair so that you have a wider, bigger, rounder forehead.
Oh, yes. It's like the girl with the pearl earring.
Yeah, but bigger forehead.
But her hair starts halfway down the back of her scalp.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Strange to you, not to these ladies.
Why was that a look?
I think it was to emulate Queen Elizabeth. Or a monarch who had like a
very problematic hairline,
like a naturally really receding hairline.
The next tip from 17, keep oil blotting papers handy. That's not groundbreaking for me, but
it's good for prom because you're going to sweat. Also, toilet seat cover is the same material as blotting papers. So in a pinch, you can take one of those, press it up against your face, preferably one that hasn't been used. Ladies, how about a raw meat facial? As recent as the 1930s, women were encouraged to cut paper strips to fit their face and then put those papers to their butcher and get strips of meat cut to the same size and then put the meat on your face for a meat facial.
So this is where Lady Gaga got her meat dress idea.
Mm-hmm.
What is in meat that is going to make your skin softer?
They don't say.
Do you know, for a while I was totally convinced that putting duct tape on pimples was going to make them go away.
That stuff never works.
I would cut all these tiny little squares of duct tape before I was going to bed and put them over my face.
That is such an, because it's so sticky.
And I would go to sleep with all this duct tape on my face.
When you took it off the next morning, was your face just like raw where the duct tape was?
No, the skin was actually kind of soft underneath. Oof. And like, I thought that depleting the pimple of oxygen would make it go away faster.
I don't think that's how that works.
Okay, so if you get a pimple on prom night, speaking of pimples.
And you will.
This is how you get rid of it. If you wake up on prom day with an unwelcomed visitor on your face, stash a Q-tip soaked in eye drop solution in the freezer for an hour, then rub it on your pimple. And the combo of cold and the eye drop solution constricts blood vessels and immediately reduces redness and soothes irritation.
Ooh, that's a good one to know.
I mean, that makes sense because because eye drops take the redness out of your eye.
Yeah.
The pimple is red too.
Yeah. Good for if you're high on pot.
Yeah.
And you have a pimple.
Oh, there's nothing worse than waking up on a day where you have something really important, having a big fat pimple.
Oh, yeah. And it happens every time.
Have you ever been to the dermatologist to get a cortisone shot and a pimple?
Yes. And it, for me, it made that part of my face cave in.
Yeah.
I still have a scar. I haven't gone back to that woman because she didn't tell me that that was a thing that could happen.
Yeah. My dermatologist did. And I was like, I don't care. Get this thing off my face.
And it didn't make your face cave in?
I used to have really painful cystic acne. No, it didn't. But I know that that's a thing that could happen.
Yeah. Mine didn't tell me that. And then when I was like, my face caved in, I was sobbing. She was like, oh, maybe use a primer. No.
You mean the spackle?
Yeah, she was like, just still caved in. Ladies, Lysol was originally used as a douche. You know when you wipe down a surface with Lysol and it smells all chemically?
Yeah.
Ladies used to put that up their vaginas.
Well, it's like I used to wipe down my armpits with Clorox wipes.
Don't do it.
It burned a lot.
It could kill you.
It didn't help.
This is from Bustle. By 1911, doctors reported nearly 200 poisonings and 5 deaths related to the phenol compound Lysol used to use in its formula. Don't use Lysol as a douche.
When you have a big event that's going to last a lot of hours, this is an eyeshadow trick that even the pros swear by. Use cream eyeshadow instead.
Oh, why?
Because powder can look textured and cream can look richer.
Mm.
Yeah, so it make it last until 2 a.m., until the after party, looking fresh as hell. Use a little translucent powder over a thin layer of concealer underneath your cream eyeshadow.
Ladies, want to have an unfading youth look like Fanny Ward? Hang upside down for half an hour every single day. The actress did, and she credited her youthful beauty to hanging upside down.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Get the blood flow, see?
No, really, I was looking up back pain remedies that you can do at home and hanging upside down.
I want one of those inversion chairs.
Well, you do aerial. You're kind of hanging upside down.
At least once per class, everyone in my class goes up and hangs upside down and just goes, oh.
All of your joints kind of crack and you let all the nooks and crannies get some air.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you look more beautiful when you come back right side up?
Ooh, I haven't asked.
Oh, you should keep a mirror.
Oh, I should. I should hold one in my hand.
Keep a mirror in your pocket when you're hanging an aerial class upside down.
I will.
Just watch your beauty get richer and richer and richer.
I will.
This is a trick that I've been using for years. Brush your lips, like with your toothbrush.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, before applying color, kind of like every night, but when you're going to bed or like every other night, it makes your lips really smooth and gets away flakiness and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's a good exfoliation. Ladies, do you want to stop frowning all the time, looking like a real bitch?
What is this accent?
I don't know. It's my mid-Atlantic attempt.
Sounds like you're getting on the Titanic.
Put a piece of tape between your eyes. It stops you from frowning.
Oh, I know what you sound like. You sound like Kathy Bates in the movie Titanic. All right. Give your makeup a selfie run. Take a few photos after you do your makeup to catch things that you don't normally see in the mirror. Like your shimmer or like is your contouring a little bit clownish?
Oh, no. Not clownish.
I have a heavy hand with the blush sometimes.
Yeah, I do too.
/ all the time.
But blush disappears on my face.
It does,
absorbs ASAP.
I've been experimenting for the summer months. I've started using a cream blush every now and then.
Going crazy.
Yeah. And then powder blush on top of it. Because I'm an idiot. And I get in the car and my whole face is just pink blush.
I want to look like I just ran away from an attacker. Ladies, do you want to look like Joan Crawford with those sparkly eyes? Clean them twice a day with boric acid.
The same stuff that my parents used to get rid of ants?
Yes.
Wait, say that again.
Apparently, Joan Crawford she wanted to keep her eyes clean and clear, so she washed them twice a day with boric acid and cold water. She said, place pads soaked in witch hazel or boric acid over your eyelids and put on your favorite music. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Don't
put boric acid on your skin.
No.
That sounds like the advice a friend gave me in high school that said, leave your mustache cream dissolver on for as long as you can possibly stand. Because it'll really get into the pores and dissolve the hair at the root.
It will also burn your fucking skin.
So I left it on for like 3 times the length. I burned like Joker makeup into my face.
Honey.
You know how the Joker has like, you know.
The Glasgow smile?
In between his smile lines, it's a different color.
Oh,
that was me.
That was painful.
Then I went on a date and the guy was like, what's wrong with your face?
You were like, what's wrong with your manners?
If you want to look good in pictures,
do.
This is what Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen do.
Oh my God.
Say the word prune.
prune,
stick your lips up, prune.
Prune.
I don't like this. Just look happy. Just freaking smile if you're happy. Frown if you're mad. Don't say prune.
Prune.
Why are they telling this to teenage girls?
Prune. Ladies, do you want to stop looking so handsome? Trim your eyelashes. That's right. Trim your eyelashes.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. In the 1800s, this is from slice.ca, the source of hard-hitting news, women would trim their eyelashes, not their eyebrows, their eyelashes. Because heaven forbid you look like you have eyelashes.
Okay, that is literally the opposite of what everybody wants nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always like, longer lashes.
Longer. I know.
And, you know, some people, they're taking it to the extreme. Like, I saw a woman the other day, and her lashes, they basically look like bangs. I'm like, good Lord, lady. How are your eyelids holding those things up? They were bangs on her forehead. Her lashes were so long.
That's against gravity.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's like probably there's little invisible strings holding them up that are tucked behind her ears.
If you can braid your eyelashes into your bangs, or as the Australians say, you fringe, then they're too long.
Okay. I'm going to go through some of these really quickly. They say the perfect smoky eye, you take a brown eyeliner and you draw a hashtag on the outer corner of your eye.
Oh, and then blend,
and
blend,
then
blend.
Blend. Teens these days.
Ugh, so many hashtags. Why can't you just say a word?
Also, 17 wants you to spritz perfume at the nape of your neck.
Why? Who's touching you there?
So your date can smell you. Your hair holds fragrance longer than skin, so
you
want to smell good. I can get down with that.
Yeah, I like that.
This tip is actually really, really useful. If you get lipstick on your dress, use shaving cream to get it out.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but white shaving cream is nothing more than just sort of whipped soap that rinses easily, and it's gentle than straight up suds. And just dampen the stain with a little bit of water, use a little bit of shaving cream, rub it in, and then it'll come off.
That was my porn name, was whipped soap.
Shaving cream is soap?
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, we would always wash our desks with it.
Huh.
Did you never wash your desk with shaving cream? It was like a big day, but we were a real poor school district, so...
Can't say I did.
Yeah. Last rule for the ladies. If you want to look sexier, i.e. paler, like you Victorian ladies, take a blue or violet pencil and trace your veins on your neck to make your skin look even paler.
What the hell?
Because pale skin like made you look like you were wealthy, and that was like the beauty aesthetic ideal.
Oh my God, you would have looked so rich.
Look at my veins.
You're so pale. Oh my God, I can
so
see.
So like
the...
they would take a blue whatever Sharpie, I guess, in the 1800s.
Yeah, like you don't have to go out in the sun because people who work in the sun are plebeians.
Mm. Yeah, plebeians. I had a friend who wouldn't wear low cut t-shirts because she was so insecure about the blue veins on her chest. She said she looked like a highway map, and I was like, girl, you rock that highway map.
I had a friend who had blue veins in her leg, and one was in the shape of a heart.
Aw, that's so nice.
It was really cute. She showed everybody. It was like her party trick.
Yeah, it was really good. Gotta have a party trick. And it's even better if it's built into your body, because then you don't have to remember to bring it.
All right. One last fabulous tip from 17.com for prom.
For prom. I'm going to wear a mermaid dress so that it's so tight around my legs and ankles that I can't dance even if they wanted me to.
This one's blowing my mind. Bobby pins, you know how they have like a straight side and a wavy side?
Yeah.
17 wants you to put bobby pins in that will actually stay put, and for better grip, flip the bobby pin so the wavy side is against your head. Nobody does that. Anyway, we're going to be beautiful at prom this year.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to hashtag my eyes.
Oh my God, we're going to lose our virginities at the after party.
I'm going to pluck my forehead.
So, you know what I got from Third Love the other day? A huge box.
That's the best kind of box.
I tried some styles that I haven't tried before. Everything is just as comfortable as my first Third Love bra. And I got underwear this time.
Ooh, so soft.
Yes.
So comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Third Love is the most comfortable bra you are ever going to wear. And truly, Kathleen and I both use them. Other bras are going to feel like a massive sacrifice.
Yeah.
They're just uncomfortable.
Third Love offers more than 70 sizes and their signature half cup size, which I am. I was skeptical when I first heard about Third Love. I was like, wait, I don't go to the store. I don't try it on. You don't? And I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah, it's because of their Fit Finder quiz. So you go on their website.
And you answer all these questions. They ask you things like, what's the shape of your bra? Like, where does your bra right now pinch you?
Yeah. What's your breast shape? Which is, I didn't realize, like, plays such a huge role in how your bra fits.
Like, do you have melons? Do you have teardrops?
Do you have pears?
Do you have swords?
Do you have crystal?
Do you have hexagons?
Right.
Or octagons.
Yeah. Points make it. If you have 8 points, different bra. 100% fit guarantee. So every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you return it. And then Third Love is going to wash it and donate it to a woman in need.
Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date.
And they've agreed it is hands down the most comfortable bra that you are going to own. And if you have big boobs, you know, you get those, the dig in on the shoulder,
yeah,
where your straps dig in. Their straps are super comfortable. They're not going to slip. They're not going to push in, and tagless labels, so no itching.
And if you have any questions, they have fit stylists that are available every day via text or chat or phone to help you with your questions. And listen, if you have to return it, returns are easy and exchanges are free.
Can you tell we love them so much?
Like, I'm going to marry Third Love, my second marriage.
You can't, it's illegal, but you can certainly try. And you're marrying me as your second marriage. So I just want to remind you how this is all going to work out.
Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everybody. So right now they're offering Acquired Taste listeners 15% off of their first order.
Go to thirdlove.com/taste now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/taste for 15% off today.
Okay, I'm about to gross you out right now just a little bit.
This is like our weekliest installment if Kathleen says something that makes me very uncomfortable.
There was a woman in Taiwan. She's 29.
Okay.
She had pain in her eye.
Ow.
And the doctors found 4 live bees stuck in her eye.
Oh, God.
And they were feeding on her tears.
Wait, that's some like gothic novel horror shit.
So there's this type of bee called sweat bees, which is terrifying because sweat bees are attracted to humans via their perspiration.
Okay.
And they live in the ground, so you don't see them coming up at you.
So then did they say how they got into her eye?
Yes. This is like an episode of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah.
She was visiting a dead relative's tombstone.
No.
Apparently these sweat bees like to burrow in graveyards, and that's how they got into her eyes.
So they literally flew into her eyes and she didn't notice?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Eye. Just one eye.
Oh, good.
But yeah.
Just one.
So she went to the hospital and her eye was swollen and she was in a lot of pain, and doctors, including the ophthalmologist, was like, huh? What? And they looked at her eye with a closer microscope and they could see tiny little insect eyes. They're apparently a little bit smaller than regular bees, and they have a greenish hue. That's how you tell them apart.
Nature is scary.
They think that some of them blew into her eye.
Blew?
Like wind.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No.
Like they flew up to her.
I don't think bees have that kind of lung capacity.
I was confused. That sucks because graveyards are some of the nicest places in the world. I love a graveyard. They're so peaceful. You can sit, you can be with people when you don't have to actually talk to them.
I would have taken my eyeball out if I was her.
I would have set my entire face on fire.
So sweat bees tend to live in North America, so...
That's where we are.
Everybody in America is susceptible. So just wear protective eyewear when you're in graveyards.
When you're mourning?
I guess.
Oh, that's awful. Why have I never heard of these before?
All right.
It's another reason to just be in the in of doors and not the out of doors.
Okay. There's this other thing I found online.
Okay.
Going to the vet is like a thing you have to do when you have a pet, right? And you have to go pretty often. You have to go every year.
If you're my pets, you have to go constantly. One half of my pets and now 2/3 of my household are on anti-anxiety medication.
So there's this thing on Twitter. The girl's Twitter handle is @JESSI_DIETRICH.
Dietrich.
Dietrich.
Like Marlena?
Yeah. So she said, I asked my vet what the hardest part about his job was, and he said having to put animals down.
Sure.
Because 90% of the owners don't actually want to be in the room when he injects them. So the animals' last moments are just usually them frantically looking around the room for their
owners. Oh, that's awful. We can't. No. Oh, that's too sad.
I'm sorry.
That's too sad.
Bethany, I think this is something that's important.
People need to be with their pet. That's awful.
When they die.
Oh, that's awful.
Don't leave your pet alone in the room. I mean, okay, so a veterinary clinic responded to this tweet, and the gist of what they wrote, it was Hillcrest Veterinary Hospital and 24-hour emergency service. They responded, and they said, they search for you when you leave them behind. I mean, think about it. You've been your pet's number one family member.
Yeah.
Their whole lives, they don't know anything but you. And even though you're so, 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 so sad when they, you know, have to get put down.
You have to be there.
You have to be in the room.
Do it. You have to do it.
Pets search every face in the room for their loved ones, and they don't understand why you left, and they're sick, and they're scared, and they're old, and they're dying, and they need you there for comfort.
That's horrible.
It's not a fun it's, you know what? It's not a fun thing to talk about, but it is something that I've never really thought about before.
Yeah, you know, you have to be there. You have to do it. It's the hardest thing, but you're gonna appreciate that you were there.
Vets should employ somebody to just hold your hand.
I would loan myself out. I know I'm not your pet's owner, like you, the general you, but like I would loan myself out to hold
your hand.
Yeah. Well, your hand or your pet. Like if you're like, nope, can't do it, I will at least go and hold your pet. I will do that for you. I say it now. I will do that for you. If you literally can't do it, I will do it for you.
I left the room once when my pet was being put down, but my mom was in there.
Yeah. And as long as someone's in there, and like, I don't know, I treasure that moment. Like when I was holding Oliver when he passed away, I'm so glad I was there.
Yeah.
Because you're his mom. You're his dad. You're his they, you know, you got to be there.
Okay.
That's the saddest note. We have to end it on a better note.
Tell me a joke, Bethany.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you a joke.
Oh, crap. Is it about Oprah and Prince Harry?
Jeez, they're starting a mental health things together.
A mental health series on the new Apple TV, the kind that you have to pay for.
Yeah. What else is going to be on that?
I don't know. Reese Witherspoon's going to have something on there. Jennifer Aniston's going to have something on there.
Ooh.
All I know is that the Queen of America, Oprah, and the Prince of England, Prince
William
Harry.
Harry.
They're starting a mental health series.
What's it going to be called?
I don't know.
It's going to be called... Don't you wish you were king of your mental health?
I can't. It's going to be you get a mental health and you get a mental health.
Yours is better.
I knight you a mental health.
Wait, I'm Googling jokes because I don't actually have one.
I'm not going to subscribe to the Apple thing as of now.
How much does it cost?
I don't know. But I've every subscription out there. I don't have time enough to watch all the TV that I already need to watch.
No, I know. It's true. I will subscribe. I think I'm going to start subscribing to CBS All Access because I want to watch The Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I can't do anymore. I subscribe to Acorn.
I'm going to wait for the Twilight Zone series to come out in its entirety and then get the week free of CBS All Access and
that's
then binge it and then cancel.
That's really
smart.
But
knowing me, I forget to cancel. And 3 years later, I'm like, oh, $7 every month really does add up.
Okay. So here's a joke. Literally the first one that I Googled. A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. You don't have to laugh at that.
No, I think it's... Can you change it to quinoa vegetable bowl?
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. Get it? Because it's a...
That's actually a really good one.
It's very funny, and it's, you know, it makes you think. My family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I told them I couldn't quit cold turkey. You don't have to laugh at these.
But it's cold turkey.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Please follow us on social media.
Wait, we didn't do what we learned this week.
Fuck!
All right, we're doing things a little bit of a reverse order today. Bethany, what did you learn this week? If you learned anything at all.
I learned that if you're vegan and you order veggie burgers, some veggie burgers have cheese in them. I didn't know that.
Oh.
So just know that, like, or if you can't handle dairy and you order a veggie burger, make sure there's not cheese in it.
Like if your dairy's a little bit extra.
Yeah.
And you're like, dairy, I've asked you to stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle you anymore.
Yeah, I can't take this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, myself, your mother, and our intestines can't handle it. Then you're just like, be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I learned this week.
I learned that I really, really want stuff that I don't actually want when it's on sale.
Yeah. Like what's the last thing that you bought?
No, so Wayfair, this furniture website.
Yeah, they got just what you need.
I put a bunch of things in my cart because I'm like, oh, everything's so cheap. They're having major sales. I need a new table runner. I need a duvet cover. And I need like a side table that's called a C table.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, I need a runner for my kitchen. I don't need a rug for my kitchen.
Yes, you do. I have a rug in my kitchen.
Yeah, but it's different. You've got like just a grand room. I just have a galley kitchen. I don't need a rug in there. I spill crap everywhere.
Well, that's what the rug is for.
Anyway, I didn't want any of it.
Yeah.
I just wanted it because it was on sale.
Did you buy any of it?
No, I didn't.
Goodness. You came to your senses.
Emptied my cart. So, gentle listener, if you're putting crap in your cart just because it's on sale, ask yourself, do I really want this?
Sometimes they send you coupons if you keep it in there long enough.
Yeah, that's a good trick for something that you actually want.
Yeah.
Hotel rooms, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Kathleen, where can we find you on social media?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram.
You can follow us on this podcast on Twitter, at Acquired Podcast.
Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
On the Gmail, an acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Also on Facebook, I would be amiss to not mention our fan group. There's an amazing community in there. So yes, please check it out. Make some friends. Someone in our fan group needed new shoes and someone else bought them for them.
What? Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
Someone's like, listen, I'm going to give you the $40 to buy these shoes.
That's amazing.
I know.
I
love our taste buds.
You all are amazing.
If you want to send us some snail mail, you can do so at An Acquired Taste, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
We also, at the end of every episode now, we play voicemails that you have all left us. We love hearing what you have to say. You can tell us anything you want to tell us, whether you're sober or drunk, whether you want to tell us a haunting you experienced, or like a really big victory you had at work, or like an awesome sale that you found at Wayfair. They got just what you need. So give us a call, 917-994-0353.
And Taste Buds, here are some of your voicemails that you left us this week.
Hey, ladies. This is Taste Bud Sarah. I'm taking my trash out and had some fun news to share. Today, I got invited to my ex-boyfriend's wedding on Facebook. And I mean, we're friendly enough and everything, but we're not close. So it's not that weird, but it's still always kind of weird, isn't it? Also, I just found two panties on the ground. One is heads up, one is tails up. This has been a very distressing Tuesday.
Hi, ladies. It's Nika from Eastern Pennsylvania. And I wanted to say that I listened to your recent podcast, and I have to say, Dennis, I think I have a crush on him.
Champagne in the house, so it's always a sexy day. Me and the Taste Buds have been doing some talking, all right? The episode with Bethany and Dennis was fantastic.
Hey, ladies, it's Taste Bud Emily from Syracuse. I just wanted to say that I watched Death of Disco Fries, and Bethany, that was so sad. But wow, Dennis is like really talented.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Dennis. I just listened to the bonus episode for this week, and it was amazing. I listened to it on my way to an interview, which went really well. So fingers crossed that everything works out. Thanks again for being the wonderful people that you are, and have a wonderful day.
Been talking to a few Taste Buds, and maybe, plot twist, have maybe like a men of the Acquired Taste podcast. Sure, there's only two men. It would be Neil and Dennis, obviously. Kathleen and Neil, you guys need to do this as well, and then maybe we make it a foursome. Let's make it really kinky.
Hi, gals. This is Lauren calling from South Jersey. I was just listening to Bethany and Dennis about the bodily functions. My boyfriend and I are in a recent relationship, and we decided to come up with a cute code word for the number two option, which we call pineappling. So now we have a little inside joke that whenever we see pineapples, we screenshot it or we send a picture of it, and we just think it's funny. So whenever we have to go to the bathroom, it's like, hey, gotta go pineapple. Bye.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Caitlin from Dinwiddie, Virginia. Yes, it is as hick as it sounds. So I was just on my way home from work, Christ, and listening to Bethany watch the Auburn video of the girl whose niece. I was screaming at my phone. I was like, please don't watch it. Please don't watch it. You're going to regret it. And then you watched it, and then I knew. And I wanted to let you know that I shared that pain with you. Yeah, love you ladies so much.